traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Halfway through the date, she goes, "Hey, have you ever been on a date before?"
What? That's so bad. That's got to be the worst thing you can do.
I look at her, I'm like, am I a bad date?
Have you ever watched the Star Wars movies, Logan?
I do. I'm not into them. I don't know why.
Mike, have you seen them?
I think it's because they're too cheesy.
What do you mean?
No?
People get mad about that. Right. You'll get canceled like J.K. Rowling.
Oh, fuck.
J.K. Rowling got canceled?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's wait until we get into the show.
I think we started.
Oh, nice. Let's
Are we
go.
Good?
Yeah.
I just want to apologize. You know, I like Star Wars. I can't get into Star Wars. Like, it canceled me over it. But there's better people to cancel right now, which is what Mike said.
What did she do?
Well, no, I didn't say I'll tell you. Wait, hold on. She got canceled.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Here we are, another week, back at it. Episode what, 192 this is?
191. What'd you say it was?
What?
191? 191.
We're coming up on 200, which is going to be cool. We have nothing planned, and we can't have a gathering like we did last time because, you know, COVID-19.
No. That got canceled. COVID-19 Speaking of got things canceled? Getting canceled, COVID what? has officially been canceled.
Seems wow.
Like. Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
There news across the board on COVID. Restaurants are opening back up. I've eaten now in Laguna Beach and now eaten even in Manhattan Beach here in LA. I was at a restaurant called Rockin' Fish. Shout out the staff at Rockin' Fish for their first day back. It was delicious.
Nice.
There's the WHO is saying that asymptomatic COVID is unlikely. Who is saying that? I'll tell you who. Who? WHO, the World Health Organization.
That's what you want to know, Mike. Would have thought they would come up with a better acronym. I
know.
It's just problematic.
But
inherently.
Yeah, it's wild and it's I'm not being the perpetrator of this, but people are calling it one of the biggest political hoaxes of all time.
How crazy is that? That stresses me out.
Crazy,
the whole thing. Yeah.
Crazy.
And will we ever know like the true answers of what happened there? Do you think they'll ever dig that one up?
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
Okay, so connecting that question and what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So coming from LA, the protests, I was there. All my friends were there. You've seen the videos, especially the one in LA. I think it was on Hollywood Boulevard, the drone shot of just thousands of people lined up, squeezed next to each other, sardines in a can. Mm-hmm. Beautiful because it's like all people promoting or vying for the same cause. Epic. It was awesome because, you know, equality, Black Lives Matter, it's stronger than ever right now, and it's beautiful. But you can't help but wonder, what are the repercussions of this because of COVID-19? So my theory is, will we ever figure out if it's a hoax? If in 2 weeks, which is the incubation period for COVID, there's a spike in COVID-19 cases, maybe it's not a hoax. Maybe this.
We'll find our answers.
How can proximity that's happening in the protests not lead to
the airborne? You can't be within 6 feet of anyone. Disease.
This is. Kind
of
I mean, what's going on?
Well, and let's be careful with the word hoax. We're not saying that coronavirus doesn't exist. We have people close to us who have lost family members to it.
Just asking questions.
But I think the reaction to the coronavirus is what is in question, and it being the next grand scale global killers, which it had been, you know, classified as, which put us all into this massive, you know.
Hysteria,
toilet paper hoarding frenzy, shutting down restaurants, shaking hands is gone forever, you know, masks everywhere and everybody's just in their little lairs.
Yeah.
And it looks like now, you know, a little civil unrest has sent coronavirus back to Wuhan, back to where it came
all
from.
Right, Alex.
Crazy.
What happened to JK? What'd she do?
Wait, hold on. We were at the ranch this weekend, and you know how weird it is going from LA, where like no one cares about a corona anymore, magically, to in Idlewild, Mountain Center, California. Still, you can't enter a store without a mask. People won't touch you. People won't shake your hand. It's just very two conflicting worlds, and it was interesting going back to back. JK
wait,
Rowling.
Wait, hold on.
Here we are. We're still here.
Corona, this is fresh in Los Angeles Times. Coronavirus deaths spike in LA County with the highest weekend total in over
told
a month.
I told you.
In the last 2 days, Los Angeles County officials announced 81 new coronavirus-related deaths, the highest total reported over a weekend in more than a month.
Yep.
3,000 new cases on Saturday. So listen, back to where I started this. I don't know what to believe or think anymore.
That's the hardest part of it all.
Misinformation. Los Angeles Times is telling me one thing. Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder are telling me that because all deaths, if they're even remotely tied to coronavirus or in any way related, like if you get in a car accident, but because the staff at the hospital was understaffed because of coronavirus, you died of coronavirus.
Related to coronavirus.
This is all crazy to me.
It's tricky. It's way tricky. Before we talk about J.K. Rowling, I do want to say something. Have you guys ever wanted to J.K. Rowling your penis? Because right now you can go eat a blue chew.
What? Okay, so hold on. No. I want to give you an award for the worst transition to a sponsor segment I've ever heard in my entire life. You got the lights? I mean, absolutely.
If you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil or tadalafil. Positive, I said both of those wrongs. They can work faster. They can be taken on a full or empty stomach. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Here's a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That is BlueChew.com, promo code Logan.
Shout out BlueChew, first of all.
Again.
What a great brand. I say that because I love the brand. I also want to tell the audience at home that was not Logan's first time reading that brand segment right there. He tried it before, and the reason I bring this up is because I've been recording my audiobook with Mac, and I have to say, reading
hard
is difficult as fuck. It is one of the hardest things ever in the entire world. And so, shout out to all the people out there that can't read.
Shout out
because
to all the
I can't.
That, shout out to all the people that can read.
Oh yeah,
heroes.
So the fifth vital audiobook will be coming out soon. We're on the last couple chapters, nice. and that's coming.
Nice.
That's been fun, man.
God, why has J.K. Rowling gotten canceled?
Oh, sorry, we're back to this.
Yeah,
end.
Tell us. She's a book author.
An article came out.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Talking about the need for more medical devices for people who menstruate. And I guess the article was very careful to call it people who menstruate. And she put out a tweet that basically said, in the past we had a word for this. It was called woman. And she was, you know, making a joke about women and, you know, this being a medical,
gender medical. You know, she's done this before.
She's very,
she chirps a little bit with the whole trans things. She's been canceled before for that, I believe.
She, and her defense on this one was.
She wrote the entire Harry Potter series. And so.
No. Her defense on it was that she thinks by leveling the playing field. Basically, you are distracting from the hardship that women go through in life because her being a woman has been difficult in her life, and she believes that other women struggle with that. And there's a gender bias and sexism that involves in being a woman. So when you say that women and men can interchange, you have distracted from the cause of women to push for women's rights, and that was her. That was her explanation on it, and I don't think Twitter was having it, bro.
I also don't think we are going to have that right now.
Oh, we ain't, no.
This seems like a fiery pit of cancellation.
This is that topic. Watch this. Put your finger right there.
I'll do it.
Don't touch it again. Don't touch it again. Don't you do it. Mark Wahlberg, on the other hand.
Wow, Mark got canceled too. Mark fucking
Mark
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, he's gone.
What did he do this time?
Canceled.
Did y'all know that?
No.
I fucking Marky Mark, dude. It sucks because, like,
you don't even want to talk about it because it's fucking Marky Mark. Like, you don't want to draw attention to the fact that he said some racist shit when he was 15, do you? I don't want to.
Apparently, in like 1986, he had like a series of hate crimes that people.
Are we calling them hate crimes?
Is that what I'm verbatim saying what I read as the Twitter headline.
That's safe, right? Just reading the headline is typically pretty good.
It's, you know, it's not my work. I'm citing my source, and it's Twitter. And Twitter's, as we know, very reliable with everything. Like, I sucked a dick, according to Twitter.
Which actually was true. So, yeah. I mean,
they were wrong. They weren't wrong. What about Drew Brees? He got canceled.
No, oh, we're going to just skip over Mark Wahlberg.
I mean,
here's the thing. I'm going to ask questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask questions with Mark Wahlberg, and I'm not going to make a statement. These are just questions. Coming from someone who did fuck up really bad and grew. Out of the fuck up and really improved and got better because that was my goal. How can I improve as a human and become a meaningful, impactful young individual on this planet? And I'd like to believe I did that. Are we completely resistant and shut off to the idea that people can change? Because is that where we're at?
I think a lot of people are resistant to that idea.
Horrible.
Hate crimes? Anything hate crimes? Fucking horrible. Mm. Fucking horrible. It goes without saying. Like, you'll never catch me in my past. You'll never find a hate crime, anything related to race or anything. That's just not the type of person I was or I am. Just it's not me. The fact that Mark Wahlberg allegedly, I don't even think they were allegedly. I think it was like proven. But the fact that it came out so long ago, I hate the idea of people not thinking humans can change. I think that limits us. I think that caps us.
He's from Boston, though, right?
He's from Boston. Mark Wahlberg, Boston's notorious Dorchester neighborhood. A pair of Vietnamese American men. 1988. I was three. You weren't even born yet. If you're telling me that people can't change from 1988 to 2020, first of all, and here's another issue with it. All these motherfuckers loved Mark Wahlberg last week. Mark Wahlberg is loved by everyone. Yeah. It's just once that cancel shit starts up, once that cancel culture gets brewing and the gasoline starts pouring onto the fire, everybody, Harry Potter's getting canceled. What does he say?
Can you imagine by association, because of J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, the fictional character,
canceled. And Daniel the dude Radcliffe's who plays him, like Daniel crying. Radcliffe, canceled. Everybody fucking canceled. Granger. Boston canceled, Red Sox canceled. It turns into this machine. But yeah, 1988, he had some shit to say. But yo, Mark Wahlberg served 45 days in prison for connection with that incident. And some would say he served his time. And I would like to believe that he's not the same person he was in 88. Anybody else on board with that?
I'll join. Marky Mark, have you ever seen, was it Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights, classic.
Might be a little bit different than that person. I could be wrong. Entourage is great, though, man.
It's just crazy times.
Precarious times, man.
I had a tweet that people on both sides like this week, and I know we're not going to talk about this topic too much, but I have to say, I have been catching some heat over the past week, obviously because I've taken some partial stances on the topic, right? And I guess I may have at one point or another been a little bit too critical of the police for one side of the argument to listen to. And I wanted to summarize it. And I said, what if I told you could be on both sides?
Imagine that.
I support good police and understand the innate complexity of their job. I support Black lives and understand the oppression they face. I support change to better exemplify good cops and protect Americans against brutality. Crazy. Crazy. Can you imagine that you could actually be on both sides of it?
A lot of people can't. They can't imagine that. It's like Americans are so hard pressed to take a stance and fucking stand there till they're beaten into the ground. I don't know what it is about America. Like, bro, I talk to my European friends. No one understands this country. No one understands why we are the way we are, why we treat people like shit. Just they don't get it. I don't want to get into this, but we are so fucking far behind, man. And my hope is that our generation
fixes it.
Can get us out of this hole that we've been by default stuck in for the past 250 years. You know who DM'd me?
Who's that? Ariana Grande to tell you why she blocked you.
Yeah. She wanted nothing to do with me, I guess.
At least she thought about you.
I don't know if she did ever.
She thought about you enough to block you.
True. Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe is trending.
For what?
Right now. He just literally as we speak. Wow, he just responded.
Daniel Radcliffe responds to J.K. to his Rowling's to his mother tweet. He said transgender women are women. So he's beefing with J.K. Rowling now. Harry Potter's beefing with his creator.
No, or is he transgender women are women? Oh,
yes, that's what. That's
okay, I get it. I got it. I get confused on this shit because I was born in the 80s. I get confused on some of it. I'm sorry. So a transgender woman is a man who identifies as a woman.
I don't think you say identifies is a woman.
Is a woman. Is that right? You can confirm that, Danny. I don't know why I've all of a sudden made you the house expert on this, but
but yes, correct. Is that right? Okay. So he's going against J.K. Rowling, which is interesting. Wow.
Who DM'd?
What is life?
It's who DM'd?
Serafina.0. Now, name ring a bell?
No.
This is one of the girls who took the let's get a ride out picture.
God,
because we talked about her on the last show. She was in her close friends. She's like, let's get a ride off it. Let's get drunk, whatever. And they put a picture up, and it said like, come on, guys, go out and protest. We owe it. It's the least we can do. #BLM. She DM'd me. She goes, hey, this is Serafina. I'm one of the girls from the Riot Outfit text message exchange. I saw it featured in your last video, and I thought you had great input. This whole experience was completely eye-opening to my privilege. I didn't even know what performance activism was before this, so I think it's a lesson that many other white IG influencer-type girls could really benefit from hearing. So thank you for shining a bigger light on this before others make this insensitive mistake. And that was it. Mm. And I didn't have to share this. I didn't have to read it. But again, someone who's made a mistake and learned, I like that she took 1,000% accountability.
Gotta love it.
And reached out. There wasn't a dig in there. There wasn't like a, what do you know? You found the dead body. Like there was, it was just like genuine accountability and thoughtfulness.
Why is that so rare? Like I have time and time again, even in the past couple weeks since this thing started, tried to take every opportunity possible to say, yo, I'm sorry. I fucked up here. Like I tweeted something at Crowder yesterday and I got it wrong and immediately I was like, damn, I fucked this up. I'm sorry. Like, I don't understand why people is it a pride thing?
Of course.
You can't be a hypocrite if you go against yourself, right? So no one wants to change their original opinion.
It's like people expect themselves to be right 100% of the time, which is completely abnormal to me. I don't get it. Like even with these cops who have been arrested, which I've loved to see legislators take a stance on these cops who have gone out of control brutality wise mm-hmm. over the past couple weeks, and it's like no one can admit like, yo, we shouldn't have pushed the old dude on the ground. That was we got a little
so
aggressive
weird.
Like
so
instead the other 56 members of the task force resign, and then when the two cops walk out of court, there's a crowd applauding the cops. People make mistakes. Just own up to them. I agree.
Accountability is huge. And for the person who made the mistake and is willing to swallow their pride and admit their wrongs, it's such a good feeling to own up and move on. Like, stop being stubborn. Stop being hard-headed and just own up to your shit if you fucked up. And she did, so I want to say, like, good on her. You know,
did she have rosé at the house?
She did have rosé. She had white girl rosé. What else is going on? I wanted to talk, that old man video was sad. I told you this take, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's hot, and it's more of a question. My question was this. Everyone's seen the video of the old man getting pushed on the ground. Regardless of age, and I know it's the only factor here because elderly like deserve a different
level of respect and care.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you approach a police barricade walking the opposite direction of you, you assume a certain level of risk, correct?
Someone said yes. First of all, someone said that he was going to like help the cops pick up something. I don't know the exact.
That would be so
I know. Gross. So that's what I'm getting. Like I don't know the exact context of the situation. Yeah. My thought on it is like, regardless, you see an old man walking down the street, whether he's coming at you, to the side of you, just walking down the street to find out where he could watch Mr. Rogers. I don't fucking know what he's doing, right? Yeah. Just go around him. Just go around him.
Nah, and I'll
just
tell you,
skeet skirt around I'll him. He's an old man.
I'll tell you why they didn't, bro. Because the dudes who pushed him over, definitely named Brock.
You see him?
Or Billy.
Did you see the
first
cops?
Day on the job type shit.
Pull up their faces.
Yeah. What? Oh, no way.
Of the two cops. They are They look like Prohibition era gangsters that were cast for a Prohibition era gangster movie. I have never, bro. Fuck? Yes, bro. If these aren't the two guys that look like they would push an old man on the ground, bro.
No way, bro. All right, let's see. Aaron and Robert, totally. That's not such a common bro name, but Aaron for sure. But what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, like, probably one of the first times walking next to their partners hand in hand, like, oh, you're going to do it. You're going to go stop the bad guys and, you know, keep the protesters in check. And they just went a little too hard with the old man.
Like, wait, do we know that? Are they, what if they're veterans of the force? Like, do you know that it's their free? It probably says right there.
Police officers.
Whatever.
Is there anything about the man? Is he like a
he's okay.
World War II vet that was like combat trained? It was going to go take on the whole police force? Do we know?
No, he's 75 years old. We know he's okay. Laceration and a concussion.
57 officers on the team quit at the unit after. And also, like, I've as you have, and everybody watching this, I've seen every single one of these fucking videos of police brutality, and some are missing the context, which at times is important, and other times is unimportant to the situation. I like to think. These are very, very, very high intensity fueled engagements right now between the cops and people. They're imagine being 20 cops or 40 cops surrounded by 50,000 people. Your fear is through the fucking roof. You don't know which guy's got a gun, which guy's got a weapon. And so while I'm not excusing their actions, you have to feel for these cops right now who are out there trying to keep order in these really, really tricky situations. This one was tough for me. This one and the dude getting his head cracked by the cop with the baton who also got charged with aggravated assault
today.
These
cops are just clanging and banging now.
You got to take each situation as it comes. But like you've seen high-fueled situations where you could almost give the cop a little bit of leeway on it. And then you've seen other ones where it's just cops driving by crowds of people standing there and spraying pepper spray at them as they drive by. Very different situations, and I think it's up to the audience and the cops themselves to say, yo, this one was okay, this one wasn't.
Bro, when I was protesting, I'm aware that like people are forgetting that cops are humans too.
It's so horrible.
I would go up to some of the officers. I remember one particular, her last name was Munoz. Girl had to be probably 4'11". Tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just, this girl, helmet barely fits her, like oversized clothes. I'm sitting there, I'm like, how you doing, Munoz? You okay? And she kind of like looks at me. I'm like, everything good? You all right? Like, you know, it's hot. You're doing a good job. Like, appreciate you. And she just like nodded at me. And it was just interesting because like these are people too.
Absolutely.
Just some of them
bro.
Are fucking cunts.
Some are. And it's been a tricky situation. There's really no winner here. Like no matter what, that's why I've tried to be center of the road on a lot of stuff. There's a shit ton of good cops out there. There's a shit ton of really good people out there who are peacefully protesting. And all of this has led over the past week to kind of the main stage area of this, which is the new conversation around defunding the police.
It's just, who's going to, I know they're not all the time protecting us, but at the end of the day, like they are here to protect us.
Is it defunding entirely in this situation?
Yeah,
so
what is
so the call, removing the, call, the budget from the city?
The call is not to defund as in like stop funding the police. Yeah. The call is to restructure and to reduce systemically the change the police force. Which,
I agree with that.
Which makes sense. I get that.
One super.
But the question is, what's going on in the meantime? I tweeted defunding the police is not the answer. That's like removing airbags from cars because they misfire 1% of the time. That part I now understand that it's not about removing the police, but we need to defund certain aspects, reappropriate to other aspects, and increase spending on vetting, training, and policing the cops. So to say defunding or to lower funding, it's too broad of a solve. And when you simply scream defund the police, that to the basic people out there, the people who are not fully ingrained in the conversation, they think stop funding the police altogether. In reality, it means reappropriating funds to problematic or urban neighborhoods. It means, I think, reducing some access to military tech and hardware, which costs millions and millions of dollars a year that they don't need armored personnel carriers fucking javelin rockets like the military has.
One interesting set of stats I saw was from the Columbus city budget, Columbus, Ohio, and I think it was $192 million was going to the police budget, while there was like $3 million to education.
Yeah,
you know, everything else was just paling in comparison to.
So backwards. We're so backwards.
But $192 million, where's it all going? What are they? I would love to see a breakdown of what is like what's being spent.
I'd love more money to be spent on education. So many people underestimate how impactful a youth's education contributes to the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know this. Just like our fucking constitutional system that is outdated at its core, the education system is also outdated. Kids are still learning the same way they learned centuries ago.
I think they're sitting down in a classroom,
tell you knowledge. I'm talking at you. I'm not talking to you. This isn't a conversation. I'm going to write something and say something, and I'm going to cross my fingers as a teacher that you absorb it. And there's a lot of good teachers out there, and you have to commend the ones who will go out of their way to make sure their students are really learning. Like, we all have that one teacher, right? Yeah. Who pushed us a little harder and gave us their time and energy. And it's like you have the ammunition, you have the teachers who want to teach and grow their students, their pupils, but the system systemically is just fucked.
It's hard to get the good teachers to go to undesirable places as well, you know.
that too.
I did some digging on budgets over the past couple of days just to better educate myself and better understand like where the money falls and estimates, because some of it are pulled from different years, but we spend around $70 billion a year on education in the United States. We spend $80 billion on incarceration in the United States. We spend $100 billion on police in the United States. And we spend $760 billion a year on defense military. It's like, you know, this is not news to anyone. I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know already. We as a country dramatically overspend on military and on defense. And it feels great to feel nice and warm and like the Russians can't get us. But let me tell you, son, nobody's feeling that warm right now on the streets of New York or the streets of L.A. or the streets of Minneapolis. Because our internal and domestic systems have failed us. Yeah. And so, like, wow, you can't hit our military bases in Iraq right now or Afghanistan because we have CRAM missile defense systems all around the perimeter of our bases, which I love that idea. But kids aren't learning. Cops aren't getting the training and the love they need from the budget. And everybody's locked up. We just house millions of people in our prison systems. We have massive, massive issues in the spending in this country.
We're paying a lot of money to protect the freedom that we're all fighting over. That we all know, the constitution of this country is that we're free people, right?
Yeah.
And what are we spending the money on if everyone's not getting that?
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
All right. So much, you know.
Well, the Andes are
a lot of politics, a lot of heavy conversation. And typically this show is that of fun, you know?
Yeah. It's been tough.
Jovial. It has, because it's in the back of your mind at all times, no matter what you do. But I want to talk about something. Laguna Beach. We went there last weekend. Cut the vacation short. It was a romantic getaway. Me and Josie, you and Amara were elsewhere in your own little romantic getaway. All the couples got away. And we didn't dive into this last week, but I want to talk about it now. I'm on my date with Josie. By the way, first date.
Oh.
First date we've been dating for a while. We've been dating for like a month, a little more, but we've been talking for like 6 months, one of those situations. And we went technically our first date.
Why so long before the first date? Because of COVID, right? Like you couldn't go out to dinner?
I mean, I could have done it, but like, I don't know. This will lead into what I'm about to say. So halfway through the date, she goes, "Hey, have you ever been on a date before?"
What? That's so bad. That's got to be the worst thing you can do.
I look at her, I'm like, am I a bad date? She's like, no. But bro, she's so nice, and I know she meant I was a bad date. So I kept prying. I'm like, Josie, I'm a bad date. Admit it. She's like, oh no, just like we haven't really talked about anything. And I'm like, Josie, I'm gonna be honest. I'm so fucking high right now.
Wait, you were stoned again?
I was stoned in Nobu, yeah. There's just a lot going on, and you know me, when I smoke, bro, just become a tube sock. Just
barely.
Worthless.
Barely.
Why would you smoke on your first date?
Shut up!
Danny asked why he would smoke on his first date.
I don't have the answer. Get out, Jeff! Fuck! No, but anyways, I'm fucking not, Josie. I'm not a bad date. I'm a good date. But she's right. I didn't ask her enough about herself. And we started talking about politics and police reform, aliens, things I'm into. And she's just not into, she doesn't care so much about the idea of aliens visiting Earth and us communicating with them and me being the liaison between humans.
What'd you
and
do?
Extraterrestrial creatures.
That would be you, though.
It would be me.
We talked to, you know, Tanner Fox?
Yeah, of course.
He was shout at the out ranch Tanner, this weekend, dude. And we played a little prank on him.
Yeah, poor kid. Yeah.
Really?
Max, like, Logan, you should tell him the thing about the aliens. Because, like, when you're at the ranch, you can pretty much always see aliens. They're always just, like, posted up.
Yeah.
And Tanner's like, what's good? Like, you know, Tanner's 20 years old. Great kid, you know.
So innocent. Innocent. Yeah, why not?
You gotta tell me, what do you mean? What are you talking about aliens? Like,
are they going to get me?
And I looked around. I'm like, all right, bro, if I tell you this, you can't tell anyone, yeah? And he's like, no, bro, I swear to God, can you tell me? I was like, please. So I go, all right, so, like, we've made a pact, and it's kind of, like, signed and sealed and shit. When the aliens do come to planet Earth, I'm going to be the one communicating with them to link humans and extraterrestrial life. Like the government chose me.
He's the guy.
It's done. I'm the guy. And Tanner's like, no fuck away. You fucking with me? I was like, that's it, dude. That's it. Like, I'm the fucking guy.
Yeah.
And he believed
everyone, it? Yeah. Everyone started walking up and he was like, wait, are you being serious? And you're like, oh, man. No, totally.
Yeah. I was like, no, we fucking.
Was he stoned? Like, I look at all you guys here at the, I don't want to call out young, innocent Tanner Fox, but I look at all you guys at the ranch sitting around a fire high as fuck.
He doesn't know us well enough to know if we were joking or not. So, like, to this day, I have no idea if he thinks, like, I mean, by the way, I am, I think.
Wait, hold on a sec. Before we go too far, I want to go back to Laguna Beach, yes. But both physically in this conversation. Yeah. So, what, first of all, I want to ask you, what do you do in those situations? Because simultaneously, at the same time, on my trip to Laguna Beach, I had Amara telling me that I don't, partake in enough meaningful conversation with her.
What?
So, which from a girl's perspective or from, you know, Amara's perspective, at least, let's say, was basically her way of saying, yo, I don't care about talking about aliens or that kind of shit. Cause that's what I'm trying to talk to her about too.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we supposed to talk to them about?
Ask questions.
I just wait, but I ask a lot of questions.
You
and
do.
She just doesn't know the answers. Maybe that's a problem.
Like, what is your name? I don't know. What would you ask her?
No, I'm you know, not those.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm like, hey, what do you think about, like, Tetris?
That's a bad one, because you're gonna go down a sinkhole with that one.
A sinkhole? What kind of fucking question is that?
I'm asking you questions that just feed into my conversations.
No,
solid.
That's what a podcast host does. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Mike, you definitely talk at Amara a lot. You talk at her.
I'm sure I do.
He
listen.
Talks at everyone.
Listen,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Now is the perfect time for me to say, from one narcissist to the other, happy National Best Friends Day, guys. Happy National Best Friends Day.
Good to see you guys.
Good to have you on the show.
Thanks.
All right, so meaningful conversation out of the way. Another point I want to bring up. Freakiness between partners on vacation. Bro. For some reason, as soon as I walk through the hotel door with my girl, shit is just expected to get funky, bro.
Yep.
Funky. Certain, you know, whips and chains that were fucking off limits.
Yep.
Certain orifices that were off limits are now in play. It's like all the
Mike,
rules.
Which side are you talking about, man?
I don't. Oh God, both. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Listen, all I'm saying is this: it's like everything is off limits or is now in play.
Yeah.
Why
I felt
is
the same
that?
Thing. I told Josie, I was like, some change here with our sex a little bit. Like, it got better. I think. I think it's an environment shift.
Yeah, 100%.
About you fucking, especially you. You fucking in a little hobbit hole in a cave in the corner
for
of your
months,
room.
For months in a 25-year-old YouTuber's
out.
House.
It's worn out.
And now all of a sudden I'm at the montage. The waves are crashing along the ocean wall. The screen door's open and there's a breeze blowing through the curtain. There's a fire outside. Some birds. Go, go, go. Bro, that new environment will put you into a fucking frenzy, bro. All kinds of weird fingers were going in places.
We just hearing this makes me realize, like, bro, we've really been moving in parallel. You aware that this happened to me too, with the whips?
It's why I brought it up, because you told me that you once again exploit your own life. I won't do it for you.
I don't know if I want to do it either.
You know, actually, there's one thing I will say, because it's very respectable. You were not willing to...
That's as far as I go.
Too heavy-handed, crack in a sexual way your partner. Like, the hardcore smacking and shit. You said no. You drew the line.
She has me a sting. It's a fucking little, like, fly swatter. You used to, like, whip them in, like what is it, BDSM?
ASMR.
Whatever they do in 50 Shades of Grey.
S&M.
That's
sadomasochism.
Yeah. So... she hands me a sting. I'm like, oh, cool. What, like, you want me to kill a fly or something? she's like, no, it's like, kind of, you think it's cute? I was like, I don't know. She looks like it hurts, huh? And I kind of smacked her with it, and she was like, And then I was like, I don't know. And so then I smacked my hand. I was like, fuck! No!
Yo.
It hurts.
Guys, I think, drastically underestimate the increase in pain threshold on a woman who is sexually aroused. Huh. Bro, every time you're like, damn, dude, if I choke this girl out, because I know I would be unconscious at this point. If I choke even one more second, she's done. And then I let up and she's like, you idiot, I was about to come. And I was like, no, you fucking weren't. You were blue. What the fuck are you talking about? Because
a lot of the time, orgasm. Death.
Yes.
They go hand in hand.
A lot of times? What are you talking about?
No, but yeah. They're right neck and neck, bro. I'm talking. When you have a sensation that's powerful on both ends, who knows? You can be that good, you're also that bad. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
We've talked about autoerotic asphyxiation.
The whole thing was a stretch.
Well, autoerotic asphyxiation, sorry. That's strangling yourself during sex, which we haven't even crossed that bridge yet. Can you imagine your partner?
Imagine you both strangling yourself.
And you both just pass out mid-sex, and the maid comes in and finds us in the morning, both passed out. That didn't work out so well. But yeah, there's a whole laundry list of things you can do in the bedroom, and the majority of those things are experimented with on vacation. It's wild, dude. Yeah. It's wild. It's like within 15 minutes of being in that hotel room, I had rug burn from fucking on the floor. Like, why did you do that? Why are you bleeding from your kneecaps, young man, before dinner? Like, it's just, it does things to you, bro.
You know what is a problem, though, when you do those intimate trips with proximity?
Yeah, what's that?
The pooping, bro.
Oh, yeah. You have more trouble with this than me.
No, I ain't there yet. I don't do that, bro. Like, I run away. Like, I had to run away to go.
Where'd you go? Where'd you poop?
The upstairs bathroom. I accidentally rented a four-bedroom villa.
I accidentally spent $30K on a four-bedroom villa.
Yeah, I fucked up. But I ran away. And she's like, where'd you go? I was like, nowhere. She goes, I know you were pooping. I said, no, I didn't.
How fucked up would it be if she thought that you went upstairs to try to cheat on her? In reality, you're just running away to poop, and you made the situation worse for yourself.
I understand it, but it's not like, dude, I'm doing this for Josie's sake, not because of the destruction of my bowel movements. And I'll just say it, and it's kind of like, have you seen Twilight?
Yeah, Twilight Zone. Rod Serling.
No, Black Twilight. And Twilight.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Oh, actually, I've seen somebody. They turn into wolves, yeah?
Right. So that's what happens to me.
Oh, my God.
When I poop, I turn into a werewolf. And if she saw that, I feel like she'd look at me different. And so I gotta go, because things happen. It's like when the full moon, you start howling, you turn into a werewolf. Every time, you know.
Every time you poop, you turn into a werewolf?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's like every time a...
You got problems, man.
Bell rings and angel gets its wings. Remember that one from 30? It's different for him.
Every time a butterfly flaps his wings, Chicago's weather changes or something.
Something like that, yeah. Wait, man, yeah.
Like, just get over that. Like, I respect you for going up and respecting her, but like, hey, man, if she's going to be your girl, she's got to be able to be with you the best of times, the worst of times.
Nope. We got doors wide open in our relationship. Yeah. I mean, once you get to that 6-7 month marker, but the thing is like, I still, and I hate to say it, I said it on the show before, dude, girls are not supposed to poop or fart. I'm not going to get back into the full story, but honestly, I've had a lot of trouble because I close the door. Amara, as I don't know, some people may know, is not very shy about what you see of her. You know, she's relatively open to that kind of stuff. Yeah. But honestly, dude, like, a girl peeing and, you know, occasionally when you're peeing, if a little fart slips out. Like, I don't want to see that shit, dude.
You
like,
can't see farts because that'd be impressive.
I mean, we should have made glasses that can see farts. That'd be cool.
I think there's a camera that can do it. I bet my colorblind guys.
Like infrared, you could use an infrared camera, a thermal camera would pick up methane dispensement from a butthole for sure. We've devolved.
I think it'd be funny, dude, if my girl let one rip in front of me. I swear, you know what? Depends what the smell's like.
Josie's isn't she? She's vegetarian, isn't she?
She'll never in front of me ever. She told me. She goes, I've never done it in front of a guy, and you never will catch me pooping.
No, she's probably never farted. Josie strikes me as a person that is one of those actual girls that doesn't fart.
Yeah, that's what she
tells
me.
Like, she's never farted. Like, if Josie farts, I feel like a bow tie comes out of her butthole. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not a fart, or like a perfectly wrapped small gift comes out.
I'm picturing like some sort of candy, like a Werther's original.
Can we do a Starburst? The Werther's original is kind of close. It's brown.
Why did you just say a Tootsie Roll or something?
We have evolved so badly.
Hey, do you think you could fight off six coyotes?
I know I could.
Six of them.
No, I could. I'll tell you why. I'm smarter than them. Humans don't use their brain. Where is the battleground?
The battleground is sand pit.
Tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Tough.
That's the tough. Grassland now.
Still tough.
What's winning battleground?
For I got it.
Rocky Mountain. If I have a rock weapon, literally any weapon, dude.
Yeah.
Because I'm smarter than them, and like as much as they're a pack, they ain't a pack. Dude, coyotes are also small, dude. Six is a lot. Why are we talking about this?
Because I thought about it at the ranch when I was just walking around. I was like, am I going to get attacked by six coyotes right now? Could I handle six coyotes? Could I beat them?
Why six?
Because they hunt in packs. They're dogs. Like, if one nips at my heel and I go down, I'm going to have a hard time fighting off the other five.
A ranch coyote could be problematic. Dude, people are born and animals are born and bred different out there. That's the nomad land. That's for the real, real tough ones. We were driving down the road. And there's these people with horses.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about getting a horse.
Great animal. Cool. Great animal.
We stopped. Josie loves horses. Danny loves horses. We stopped, and there's a woman there, real rugged, older woman, like, you know, experienced woman. We're like, can we touch one of your horses? She's like, sure thing. She goes, my name's Bobby. I was like, oh, that's tight. Fitting, so fitting. Like, you can imagine what this woman looked like. She was great. She goes, my name's Bobby. Spits in her hand, shakes.
Shut up.
I'm looking at a hand that might as well be leather. Just full on leather hand. And she shook Danny's hand. I managed to escape the vice grip. But when I'm watching this handshake, and I'm like, there's no way Danny can feel her hand. Pure numbness. Because Bobby got the grip off. Fucking hydraulic press, bro. Gripped her hand. I'm like, there's no way. And sure enough, Danny confirmed. Yeah. Yeah, you got a grip. You know when you're doing like a little grip off with the person you're shaking? You meet your girlfriend's father type of handshake.
Oh, boy.
When you shake hands and
you have to shatter his bones.
And you got to look at each other like this and smile. Like, really, you're death gripping on your hands. Like, I can't wait for that moment with fucking Jose Canseco.
Yeah, right, bro. He's going to crush your arm. You're going to turn into a soda can. He's going to step on you.
Your hand is going to reappear as one of those little baby hands that you could put on a finger.
I have one of those.
Wow.
You could start doing rice buckets to build up strength, just to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you encounter a weathered person, they're going to have something like that.
Just like farm strength?
Yeah.
That's some scary stuff.
Honestly, dude, I bet Joe Rogan got that kind of strength. I think of that when I see Joe Rogan. Mm. Just rugged, dude. I'm going to ask him about this next time I see him. I'm going to be like, dude, what happened that you just became like the fucking man, just the dope.
He started from such humble beginnings too, dude. Mm. Like he was just a side guy on a radio show, then Fear Factor, and just kept clawing his way up,
Would you ever be on Fear Factor, either of you two?
Not if they do the bugs one where they crawl on your face. Okay. I'll do a lot of, you know what I like? Wipeout. I like Wipeout, the show where you're running across a bridge and a huge boxing glove punches you and you go flying like 600 feet.
What are you going to do when you have to jump over the four red balls, though?
I can't jump. My legs don't work.
Exactly.
I can't do anything, bro. I might as well have fucking toothpicks as legs, broken toothpicks. I suck. Hey, speaking of people who suck,
neither of these people suck, but there's some Twitter beef yesterday.
I saw this.
Corinna Kopp. What a fucking weird Aaron F on the end of that name.
Aaron.
And Aaron. And it's like they were just typing out her name and they accidentally just threw a fucking F on there. Corinna Kopp. My ex still follows my dog, but has unfollowed me on everything. Feels bad, which is a seemingly, you know, relaxed tweet. I mean, I feel bad for on that one. And our good friend from FaZe Clan, Alex Adapt. I have it pulled up. I got it. Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
When you date every dude in LA, that'll probably happen.
God dang. I said, Alex, for God's sakes, Alex.
He snapped, eh?
It's the Lord's Day, which is meant for rest and relaxation. What have you done? But then, in true Corinna Kopp fashion, which the F is for, fashion, she said, since you think you know my sexual habits so well, Alex, I've dated 3 guys, and in the 6 years I've lived in LA, I've had a total of 9 dicks inside of me. Not that it should matter to you, but probably far, far less than you. But go off. Probably far, far less than the amount of dicks you've had inside you to Alex.
Wow.
And then, I don't know what else happened after that. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I just wanted to bring something having to do with social media influencer into the situation. And, I mean, then Tana jumped in and said, Alex, you shouldn't be slut-shaming. And somebody else said in the comments, that may be how many guys you had sex with, but we know you gave head to a lot more. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in this fucking section. And part of me likes to believe that. Who gives a fuck about any of it?
It's all internet gossip.
But I clearly do, because look at that guy I posted with the popcorn, dude. That's me, dude, just watching
it
happen.
You guys love your internet gossip. I don't understand.
I really don't. I just know that if I comment on it, I'll pick up a couple hundred new followers.
This is crazy. Daniel Radcliffe, 63,000 tweets. He really did it.
He's trending.
Harry Potter. Himself. Oh, he put on a full list. Wow. Okay. So, all right. So that's
a lot of
I'll get into it.
Here's a major example of it. Imagine there was an audiobook version of that. Like you pull that up and it just starts reading to you, and then we don't have to worry about figuring out what he said because we can't read.
Yep.
That'd be good.
What'd you do this weekend, eh?
You guys went to the ranch.
What'd you do this weekend, eh?
And me and Amara just held down the fort. And we started to get back to life as usual. And we went to a place called Manhattan Beach. If anybody who's watching lives in California, you know Manhattan Beach. We went down there and it was life as normal for the most part. Now, only one person from your party is invited into Starbucks. Only one person. Mm. And so obviously it's got to be, you know, the person with the credit card.
Yeah.
So obviously it was Amara. Yeah. And so she went in to get our coffee and I sat outside and, you know, played with dogs. But for the most part, I mean, life is back. We ate at Rockin' Fish. At Rockin' Fish, the tables all had massive plastic walls over them.
Wow.
So just in case you had a you know, an Andre sneeze, somebody wouldn't get hit by the snot from it.
That Andre?
You know how many times a day the kid sneezes?
You sneezer?
How many times have you sneezed today so far?
I don't know.
I'd say 562 times a day.
You're
I'm not kidding.
You really sneeze?
You know my alarm clock is not from my phone. It's him sneezing. Every morning I wake up. It's like he utilizes the F at Corinna Kopp's name to create a sneeze.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But we did that. And then also I just looked at my vlog over and over that I've had bagged up for 14 days that I can't post because of all the insurrection in the world. So
I got you.
Had some sex.
The ranch was nice. I tweeted, I think people underestimate rest and recovery, dude. Every time I do R&R like proper, I just feel so good. We had such a great weekend.
But was that on?
We planted a garden, dude. We planted a garden.
I saw that.
I gardened in high school. I forgot. For 3 years, I had a garden. Like every year, seasonal vegetables out the wazoo. Ate a lot of meals strictly off the plants we grew.
What all did you plant?
Cucumbers were my biggest thing in high school. Mm. Cucumbers, jalapenos, and I'd make like a sick garden burger. Lettuce, a lot of tomatoes. But at the ranch, yeah, we planted a garden. And I think just like, it was one of those moments I had where I was like, I encourage people to just do things, like try things. Why do I like gardening? I don't know, but you never know if you didn't try.
Gardening's cool as shit.
Putting those little seeds in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Garden.
Oh, yeah. Dude, gardening's hard as fuck. That's some OG shit. One thing I did try this weekend, and I haven't spent a lot of time there in my life. Sex stores. You guys ever been to a sex store before?
With my mom, actually.
Why the fuck? Why?
So I said that just now, yeah?
Is that real? Is that a real thing? Oh,
yeah.
You want to care to explain?
What were you saying?
I was... What the fuck does that happen?
So I'll fucking explain. Okay. You first.
I went to a sex store this weekend with, not with Amar, I went with Lana Rhodes to the sex store. Nice. Because when she goes in there, it was so weird to see like her fleshlight there. And obviously the girls that work there are like, holy fucking shit. Like, but you walk in and they had a whole table just stricken with dildos. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of varying shapes and sizes. And, you know, there have been a lot of times on the show where I had a direction for the story I was telling. I got nothing.
I know. They brought one back.
Yep.
That is identical to his Cockaroo McFarlane.
That's amazing.
Very close. Very close. The flesh coloring is somewhat transparent. You can almost see through the dick. You can't see through
completely
mine.
Completely transparent.
Yes, it's transparent. But we found...
And by the way, you would know this. If you're in the Maverick Club, it's going to be our exclusive piece of content that only you can see if you're signed up and a part of the party.
So, yes, you heard that right. If you watch the shows on the Maverick Club, my dick is one of the main focuses.
Mike,
of that show.
Exclusive deal with OnlyFans, dude? OnlyFans.
But you know what I found out? I wish we had the fucking dildo, too.
I don't so much.
Not the right size. Actually, smaller. Believe it or fucking not.
That was a large.
I was shocked too because I constantly say that I am a Twizzler of skinniness.
Yeah.
And in fact, it was girthier and longer. Danny, I'm so sorry.
There's never Dabbed been a more it. Prime time to say this, but look at the cock on this guy. Shit. Wow.
But no, but I really, when you went with your mom to the store.
I was kind of forced to. It was the directors of Airplane Mode. I mean, I guess I also wrote it with them, and this was sort of my idea. I was 19, bro. Things were me going to a sex store with my mom was funny to me, and it still is, and I still would. But the things that occurred that particular time at the sex store. I mean, you guys saw Airplane Mode, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
classic.
Let's tie together some knots that need to be tied together. Okay. Here. Do you remember the photo of my mom?
Of
in the
course
movie?
I do. I could not fucking believe what I was seeing with my eyes.
Bro, that was taken in the sex shop on Hollywood Boulevard. In the changing room, yeah.
Your mom, bro, your mother. Correct me if I'm wrong because I looked away from the screen. God bless you, Pam, for even doing that. But was your mother spread eagle in that photo? Or is it just her boobies?
This has gone to a dark place.
You did this. You did this to yourself.
It was in the final cut. Yeah, I saw this.
It's just like one of those things where like I can't even put myself in the shoes of the kid who thought that was cool. Like I don't even like. I'm telling you the story because I know it happened. I'm not telling you the story
because you're proud of it.
Yeah. You know, your mom must really love you.
That's the thing. She will do anything for us. That moment really proved it. And even when it was happening, I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with me?"
Damn, only Pam's.
OnlyPams.
It's about to heat up right now. Just that one picture on OnlyPams.
I'm addicted to Tetris. So what happened was, you'll see the vlog tomorrow, Wednesday. I got everyone in the house Switches. Well, not everyone, but I got 6 Switches, Nintendo Switches. And somehow I'm addicted to Tetris, the video games.
I'll blame myself. I told you that Tetris existed on this Switch. Yeah.
It's the only thing I've played.
But can we talk about the past here? This is a big one. Everyone wants to know like old school stories. Logan used to play Tetris for hours. In school, we'd be in the computer lab, Tetris. Go home, Tetris. It would be endless hours of just dropping blocks. Endless hours. And he got really good. He's really good. That's like an understatement. He's quick, sharp. He will beat it. But now the game is Fortnite Tetris. So it's like a battle royale and you have to beat people and they're like attacking you and you have to fight them off.
It's crazy.
It's so hard to win because you're playing people who literally just must sit there all day and actually play Tetris. You know, he's got like a virtual empire to run and whatnot. But it's you should continue this, man. I really think you should go further. You should take a bigger step.
He's been talking about it. Potentially Twitch, maybe.
I appreciate how supportive you've been. And we've decided that the Ranch Max, my Tetris coach and manager. Yep. Sorry, Jeff. Max is going to handle that vertical. He really believes in me, dude. Like, and I'm going to be honest. I'm fucking good. I'm nasty at it. The only reason why I'm not winning, I'm usually getting like between 5 and 10 for the places. Like, there's 99 people. You send the blocks towards each other. I can tell by the way you're looking at me, you don't give a fuck.
No, I do. No, I do.
Why would you?
No, I really do.
You're talking about dropping shapes onto shapes. I don't know why I love Tetris so much.
Broly, go to Broly. He's eating.
We just caught him red fucking handed
eating chicken from that godforsaken box. He's still eyeing it up.
Having fun, huh?
It's so good.
Look at that fucking butt nugget acting like he didn't do anything wrong.
It wasn't me, I swear. It was the other dog.
Maybe we can import the nest footage for that. For the first time ever. And don't say that. I was not looking at you that way. What I was looking at you that way was, I don't know if you could beat Adam 22. He is a Tetris phenom.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, he plays all the time. He twitches it.
I know he's into Pokemon Go.
He plays Tetris too. Let's hit him up and put you guys 1v1 for a Twitch match for charity.
On God, in a month, I will be one of the best Tetris players in the world. On God. The only reason I'm not a master on the Switch is because I picked up that specific console 2 days ago. I'm not familiar with the layout. The buttons, my fingers, I don't really know them yet. But my mind is, bro, like I asked you, for anyone who knows, let's get geeky here, Tetris, they show you the shapes you have coming up on the side. Uh-huh. And I go, Matt, how many shapes ahead do you look?
I'm typically like one or two.
I'm between three and five. But when I asked you also, your answer was none.
No, I mean, I'm looking at the one that's coming, but you see it in the corner, and you got the whole peripheral. Too, so that's one or
I'm
two.
I'm 3 to 5 moves ahead. My one problem is that I only rotate one direction.
Same.
How can you not?
Because you got one button, man. To go the other way is an extra thing. Also, right now, you're playing with the joystick. I think you should switch to the button.
I like the joystick.
Mm-hmm. I also was thinking when you were saying that is how how contradictory these statements were because of the anger and outrage you've presented over people playing Fortnite and Call of Duty.
This is different, Mike.
No, how is it different? I do know
he's going to be a star. He's a champion. We're going to breed him to be the best. We got 6 more hours after this, Mike.
Are you saying that there's no chance that I'll ever be the best Call of Duty player in the world?
Zero chance.
It's unlikely.
Yeah, it's absolutely impossible. I am so bad.
You
no, it's not even the time. I suck. I think it's at 35. I think it's my reaction time. But God, the whole world's playing Warzone out there, and I can't for the life of me get a kill. I mean, I could drop right on top of the guy, be behind him with the Graw, which is like one of the favorite weapons right now, and somehow still he'll just turn around and I'm just like, Whoa! I didn't see him fast enough. Like,
if you remember,
I suck, dude.
It was the same when we played Fortnite. You remember? We'd squad up, and Mike would just and you like played. But I respect your ability to never give up when you totally should. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, bro, it's like a love hate relationship with video games in general. Like, I really do strongly believe that if you aren't gonna go pro, if you're playing video games just to pass the time, I would urge you to do something else. If you're going to make a career and a life out of it, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. I love what all these gamers have done. But just like, just be careful. And this is coming from someone who, I don't know if I've said this before, was addicted to video games adamantly for 2 years. World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I was about so to bring that
World
up
of fucking
too,
Warcraft.
Yeah.
Ruined my adolescent life. Ruined my life. I cannot tell you the number of times that I was crying in front of my computer because I got kicked out of a guild or didn't complete the quest. Crying tears. Oh. And I notice it's happening with Tetris. It happened with Fortnite. I start playing the game. I get addicted for 6 months. That's all I can think about. I dream about Tetris blocks falling and getting a Tetris.
I had that happen today when I was taking a nap.
I dream about the shapes going into the other shapes.
Y'all are losing it.
And I know there's going to be a day where I'm like, I hate this Nintendo Switch forever now.
Yeah, bro, but like also people, you talked about R&R. People rest and relax by playing video games.
That's totally
it's not,
true.
You know,
totally
it's true. Not like Satan for everyone. You're playing with fire when you play video games.
I know.
Because of his addictive personality.
But I would still even argue there's a better way to spend your... There's a better way to
rest. There's nothing resting.
Hey, listen.
You watch a movie? Like, what are you doing when you're playing a video game?
You're resting, solving. You're active something. You're doing...
Yeah, that's not rest like or... I don't think that's rest or relaxing.
Obsessed, I'm obsessed with learning, dude. Like... Instead of playing a video game, watch a movie. Watch something that can educate you. Watch something you can take something from.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I also don't understand video game culture.
They're like, just interacting with your friends.
You're interacting with people. I don't fucking know.
Well, there's a whole reasoning behind it. It gives people that don't generally have superhuman strength. Like, and I don't want to classify all video game players as nerds because I love video games. I think a lot of cool ass people play video games. But, you know, historically, it was a way to give the... You know, the kid who was picked last for the kickball team, a way to be the best in the world, you know, and he would go. And that's not, I know that's not how it is anymore, but it levels the playing field.
I have a theory for everyone. Well.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I think video expert pro level video game players will be one of the most desired occupations in the future.
Like 20 years?
Yeah, not near future. 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Because it'll be influencer for a while. Dog. And then it'll be Ready Player One type shit. Dog. Yeah,
Think about when there's real arenas, battles, androids. This is crazy. Think about when the police force is replaced with androids. Or think about when our military is literally just an army of robots.
And the Call of Duty players are
behind the keys in real life.
And you become one of the best contractors for building houses because of how good you build with Tetris. And so they hire you to build buildings using Tetris blocks. And you're like, Logan, what happened to your career? I gave it all up, kid, for a career of building tall buildings using Tetris blocks. I made a big mistake. Massive mistake, and I gotta say it right now.
Okay, yeah.
But it's big.
You forgot to put chapstick.
No. I'm not kidding. It's a big mistake.
Okay.
I've been very adamant about something for multiple shows, and I think I was wrong. And I'm going to take some of my own medicine right now and admit it. TikTok's not that bad.
Holy
TikTok's
shit.
TikTok's not that bad.
Wow. Oh, no.
What changed?
God, look, I'll tell you.
Holy I'm so shit. Disappointed.
There's a lot of other stuff there besides the fucking...
Yeah. Change outfits, clothes, dance.
There's a whole... Bro, okay. Action sports has a massive home on TikTok. I can watch crazy skiing and snowboarding, BMX, skateboarding. And now that I've watched a lot of those videos, it just feeds me. Triple kickflips, quadruple tail whips all day. Also, I love Call of Duty Warzone. Call of Duty Warzone is like the biggest thing on TikTok right now. Bro, there's such a wealth of stupid shit to watch on that platform that from a rest and relaxation standpoint, I would be remiss to leave TikTok out as one of the best platforms for video consumption right now. And I feel sick to my fucking stomach. Does that mean that you're right for just jumping on the dick of a trend and fucking popping it like it's hot? You're not wrong, but you're not cool. but also, there's a lot of good shit to watch there.
Look, the algorithm's sharp.
The app is beautifully designed. The Chinese nailed it. They did better with that than Corona. It's great, bro. It's incredible.
It's not hard to do better than Corona, but I hear you. You know, they did do a good job.
I fucked up, dude. All the 15-year-olds should flame me, dude.
Nah, because yo, you didn't realize.
Why did I talk on it? Is
for you, Mike Malak, and mine is for me. I haven't seen a single Warzone video. I'll get lucky if I see the back end of a scooter hit a shin, as far as action sports go.
What do you watch most?
That's fucking painful.
What's for you right now?
I get the occasional dances. There's one trend that I weirdly like that I will watch in full. It's the one with the phase zoom.
Oh my God! You know how many of those I watch,
and you do the they do the ad libs of the bro, song. Not they don't see
I'm
the
gonna call
lyrics.
Someone
they,
out,
they
and like the, I know the community's whoa. Gonna love this, bro. Burr. I got bro, nah. Bro.
Pussy in your face, make it to the X-ray. Boom,
bitch, like that. Bitch. Yeah, that one. Yes, bro. I don't know why either, bro. But ready? Watch. Are you ready?
Every time I watch one of these, I wish someone just came and smacked me in the fucking face.
This girl, Chandler Eubanks.
Bro,
I'm so sorry. Fuck, dude. Like,
She's built.
She's so good with the dumb expressions, bro.
Her genetic makeup, her biology is built for this app, for that feature. Because she can individually control, like, the side of her mouth.
Yeah.
Both sides, both eyebrows. It's impressive. That's what I'm talking about, bro. I watch her shit. But like, just, but like I feel bad. How do you monetize it? That's why I feel bad.
I have stumbled by way of Logan Paul, Lana Rhodes, and my own stupidity onto a 750,000 followers, and not a single video on my page has less than 1.5 million views. Some of them have 8 million views.
Bro, your girlfriend, has one video with 11 million views.
How do we make that into money that we could spend at Chick-fil-A?
We got to talk to the TikTok stars who are also down the street.
They're just populating the area.
Dude, right, Addison Ray-Bans is going crazy on these motherfuckers, bro. That girl's going to pass Charli D'Amelio. I'm telling you, a war is brewing in the TikTok community. Factions are being picked as we speak. Which side will Zayn Hijjadi land on? Who fucking knows? But he made a video with Addison Ray-Bans. Bro, I'm telling you right now, she's going to pass Charli D'Amelio. She's going to pass her, bro. Addison, sit this on your stupid head real quick. Addison Ray-Bans has more followers on Instagram than you.
I saw that.
What in the mother of all fucks happened?
I saw that the other day. I went like this. Wow. That's a large number. Not even just me, everyone.
Yeah.
Something about the translation from TikTok to Instagram is massive. Phenomenal. It's amazing.
Is it from the linking thing and people could just click on it?
Yeah. It wasn't like, because it wasn't like that with Vine.
How many does Charli have? So Charlie's got 20M flat, but Addison is bop.
That's insane.
Addison's popping, bro. She's working all the angles, hanging out with the vlog squad. By the way, when's the vlog squad coming back?
Y'all need to come back. Hear my plead.
Plea.
Please.
You just throw a D on it like you're a cop?
Hear my pleas.
Oh,
hear me, please. Hear me, please. Hear my pleas, please. Y'all need to come back. David Dobrik, I mean, shit. I did the Avatar sketch. I'm ready for him to come back. I really genuinely miss his content.
But also at the same time, don't. Because all those people are just watching our shit. Like, don't just...
I believe
there's plenty to go around.
Fair enough. But also, no, it's not. Don't fucking come back. We need the views. We take the brand dollars now. And as a matter of fact, if you want to come back, you reach out first. No, I'm playing.
David reached out. He said he liked the Avatar skit. He also said he has a rule for himself. That went, I don't know if I should say it.
Oh, shit.
No, it's not a problem. It's just like, maybe he's going to keep it to himself. I don't know. It's not. I'll say it because I don't think. It's like, cool. When Saddle Ranch opens back up officially, that's when he'll come back to vlogging.
Like squad is obsessed with Saddle Ranch.
It's a great place. Hey, have you been there?
I've been there. Dude, we play pool at and hit the punching bag. They are obsessed with it, dude.
Is there a bowl you can ride there?
Yeah. Oh, fuck!
I just set off a mousetrap. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a bowl you could ride. They got pitchers of beer. It's like an all-American, you know, place. They're obsessed with that place. They should give them equity. They should give them equity in Saddle. They should give Dobrik, or more so Zayn, because he's there more. They should give Zayn equity in Saddle Ranch.
Something to think about for sure. How long have we been going?
4 hours.
Hour 8. We'll probably be called, yeah? Oh, shit, we got a sponsor. My Bookie.
Well, didn't we already do dicks? Oh, we're doing both.
Capping off the episode with some My Bookie, whether you're down on your luck or just down because you're stuck. Find relief with My Bookie when there's never a quarantine on fun. Life without sports is finally nearing an end. Start off small or swing for the fences by making some bets with MyBookie. And if the return of a good old-fashioned blood sport doesn't get your attention alone, have some fun on the house. MyBookie is constantly offering a variety of promotions to make sure that there's a little something extra for everyone. Earnings from MMA and simulated sports not coming quick enough? Try your hand in the MyBookie Casino with instant access to hundreds of classic slot and table games. New blackjack tournaments starting every week, offering opportunities to enter free and score a portion of the huge jackpots. Stay safe and stay sane from the comfort of your home. Sign up right now. Go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code Logan, and they'll match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. So if you put in $100, they'll spot you $50. So you're basically getting free money to play just for supporting the show. MyBookie, you bet, you win, and most importantly, when you win,
you get paid.
You get paid. All right. I think that's it. I think that's all we got.
Any closing thoughts from either of you boys today?
You guys want to play blackjack?
Rather play.
That's next Tetris. Episode, I think. I think we get
to play. We're going back to the casino?
Those are fun, dude. Those are fun. We get to play blackjack on Impulsive and win money.
With the guy from The Matrix who turns into four hands at once.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse?
the federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.